me when I say things like, oh, I hate fucking beta MCs who just, you know, get rolled over and...
Oh, yes. You fucking speak in my language now. Absolutely.
It's so much auto-masturbatory cancer for the people who just don't want to get out of bed in the morning, and I get that. But at the same time, it's so overdone, and it's so terrible.
Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. Beta MCs are the fucking worst. Like, you know, girls are all over him. You can get your dick in, and you're just like, yeah, I don't wanna. The only sort of beta MC that I ever give credit to is Issei from High School DxD. And the reason why is because they actually bother to explain what the fuck his problem is. Yeah. His issue is that he's just so traumatized by the fact that the first girl who he responded to wound up murdering him that he kind of doesn't, like there's a sort of subconscious block on him from doing that again. And the girls help him get over it, and then he fucks them all and has babies with all of them, and it's great.
There's another thing that really fucking gets me about anime sometimes is when they roll with an actually already established interesting concept, and then they can't do it properly because they have no experience with it, so they just add fucking a shitload of girls and run wild with the story, and just turns into total fucking garbage by the second episode.
This is interesting. Give me an example.
Off the top of my head. I don't remember the name of the anime. It's been so fucking long since I've seen it. A recent example would be, I guess, one of those Magical Girl anime. Came out maybe, I want to say, 3 years ago. It's been so fucking long. It had a huge emphasis on gore and whatever else.
Was it Raising Project?
No.
Was it Yuki Yuna?
No. It's they were used as military subjects for, you know, exterminating some sort of, like, cutesy monsters. Or
is
whatever.
It like Magical Girl Spec Ops?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
When they ran with that, I was like, okay, so it's Magical Girls. Oh no, they're edgy. But at the same time, you know, they didn't go full edge, and they didn't go full Magical Girl autism with the edge. So it's like, why do you even have either? It's just a poor attempt.
Interesting. I actually didn't watch that show because it just looked really over the top edgy, but I don't know. But I guess I see what you mean. It's like if they don't commit to the concept well enough and they're just like trying to keep it.
Why did they even employ it?
Right. And there are so many fucking shows where it's just like, why does this exist? Like some clearly dog shit isekai B-tier garbage that they're just pumping out.
Right.
Like the fucking vending machine isekai, and I'm told that people are really liking Slime, but it just sounds like dog shit from the plot summary, so all these things. So many fucking isekai. The genre was never good to begin with. The only good isekai that has ever existed is Now and Then, Here and There. Because it was fucking awful and dark, and it actually was like, oh, this is what would happen if you suddenly found yourself in a different primitive world with no fucking human rights.
Say you're a patron of that one fucking healer manga. It's like, what is even? Probably have it on my computer here somewhere. Anyway, I've helped your tirade, so I'll just bail.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in. It's a good topic.
Yeah. Fucking hate you, Megaka.
Oh no. Damn, somebody's posting all these Etna ludes. Etna was hot. She was fantastic. Yojo Senki? Yeah, I guess if we call Yojo Senki an isekai, that one's really good too. Good luck, little duck. Alright, does anyone else have any topics? All right. Radu, you are on the air.
How's your coffee shop going?
It's going well, though it's not going to be a coffee shop. I'm just going to be, in the beginning, selling coffee beans online. I'm actually just finishing up the bag label designs, which I'll have printed, and then everything else will fall into place. So hopefully I'll be selling coffee beans sometime early next month. We got to see how long all that takes.
That's cool. I mean, you should hit me up on IRC. Somebody I know runs a coffee shop, so.
Nobody uses IRC.
You use IRC?
No, I don't. I use Discord.
Oh, only Discord, right.
Yeah, this is all
Discord's what all the cool kids use, right?
Yeah, I only use Discord, and I talk to my mom on Facebook.
Of course. Facebook and Twitter, and you watch all your shit on CNN?
Yeah, I don't use Twitter. I have a Tumblr.
Okay, Tumblr, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that no porn's allowed on Tumblr, it's what the cool kids use.
I mean, I wouldn't want to expose my Christian eyes to such heathen junk.
Right. The disgusting, drawn anime titties. So,
every,
next month...
Every
you got
day
the bullshit.
We stray from God's light.
So next month you've got your stuff up and running all online?
Hopefully. That's the current plan. Got to do some product photography. I use this as an excuse to invest in something I've always wanted ever since I was a kid. I bought myself a small fog machine so I can do spooky fog photography for my coffee beans. Because the whole theme of it is going to be like spooky shit. So.
Spooky fucking coffee beans. How are you pulling that off?
Branding, my dude. Branding.
Alright, that's about all I had to fucking ask. Unless you want me to fucking ramble, but...
No, that's good. Thanks for calling in.
But yeah, hit me up on IRC if once you get that shit fucking started.
Will do. Take it easy, friend.
Good night.
Alright, who's next?